First, we have a lot of YouTube creators leaving YouTube. Now we have disc golfers leaving disc golf. What's going on? So Shane, the other day I was watching YouTube and I came across the Foundation podcast and I saw, well, actually the YouTube thumbnail caught my attention. It said, I'm leaving disc golf or I'm done with disc golf. And it talks about Brody Smith. And I watched, I watched most of it. And he talked about that he had lost his passion for disc golf. And I thought that's interesting because I watch a lot of YouTube and there's a lot of YouTube creators that were taking breaks from YouTube. They were going to stop creating. They were going to find other jobs for people that work for them. So it's just them. And basically they were saying they were burnt out or they just grew too big and it became more of a business and less of a creative outlet for them. And so some of them were taking a step back. Some of them said they're literally, I'm going to step away for a year. There was one particular person I follow where she created a lot of social media content to help people grow their channels where she came back and said, I'm back after a year. And it was amazing. So, but now, you know, it's just, it's interesting how it's kind of the same as far as what Brody was talking about in that he's lost his passion for disc golf. You know, he played Ultimate for, I think, 10 plus years and he loved doing Ultimate discs. He started a YouTube channel, started doing tricks just because he loved doing it. And he grew into, made that a successful career for him. And then he went into disc golf and he came on strong. Like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to win it. I'm going to be the best at disc golf. And now he's saying that, when I was watching that particular video at the time, he said he played disc golf the weekend before. He didn't like it. He didn't have any fun at all playing disc golf. And Yuli was, you know, of course, very encouraging and saying how, you know, that happens during the off season. And he just kind of, it just got this feeling from Brody that he's just not passionate about disc golf and he's not sure what he's going to do with disc golf. You know, I believe he said he had another year at Discraft. So he's going to, of course, put all his all into it, but he wasn't sure about his schedule. But what are your thoughts on that? As someone who's been in disc golf for a long time and been around disc golf and have done, I mean, even in your business side, you've done a lot of different businesses that are non-disc golf. But what is your thoughts on these people getting burnt out and taking a hiatus?
I do have to say it does happen. As I shared with you, the other podcast I'm involved with for disc golf, we're on a hiatus simply because of that reason. One of the co-hosts just isn't in it, isn't feeling the passion for disc golf anymore. So I can understand where that comes from. I don't fault anybody for it because I've been through the seasons. I mean, what I've been playing for 22 or 23 years, and I've had seasons of disc golf where I didn't like it and where it became a burden. And especially once we opened the shop, there was a real good portion of time where it felt like a job. Like I was required to get out and run leagues. I was required to go out and play if anybody was around. There was just a requirement and it never was a requirement, but I put that on myself. So I think with Brody, obviously YouTube and content creation is his livelihood. And when disc golf is so closely tied with that, I can understand a burnout. I mean, everybody's going to hit that season of burnout. I've been a big fan of Brody ever since University of Florida, throwing trick shots with the Ultimate Frisbee.
If you're doing your shopping online for disc golf, make sure you check out DoorDisc.com. Shane Solomon with DoorDisc has everything you need in disc golf. Check them out, DoorDisc.com. If you have a store or you know of somebody that has a store and they need class discs in their store or they need a restock, have them check out CoolDaddyDiscGolf.com. CoolDaddyDiscGolf.com.
And I was really glad he came into the sport. I think it would be really disappointing to see him leave the sport, but he is so entangled with the sport, with Foundation Disc Golf and being part owner in that. I don't know if it'll happen. I think he's just simply going to have to pull his head out of whatever hole it's in at the present moment or whatever new path he's going down. And he's going to just have to kind of step up to the plate, you know, and I guess swing a little harder. I think with what he does with Ezra and what he does with the Foundation boys, I think that'll come back pretty. He has a lot of passion around him. So as long as he surrounds himself with those people, he'll be fine.
Yeah, that's what Yuli was trying to talked to him about, is that once the disc golf season gets rolling and gets back out there, he'll fall back in love with it. But he just kind of seemed that I feel like it's also partly his age as well. He was, I believe he said he was 36. So, you know, he's married. I don't know him well enough or know his story well enough that I don't know if he's thinking about kids and, you know, all the traveling for disc golf. You have to travel a lot for disc golf to play the big top tournaments. And so that type of stuff, I'm sure is wearing on him. And so I agree. I think, you know, he's got a lot of stuff that he's still tied in with disc golf. So it's going to be hard for him to just literally just walk away from disc golf, but I wonder if he's going to start slowly taking a step back and maybe make a change. Now, I'm not dogging on Brody at all. I think he's been great for disc. Like him or hate him, love him, hate him, like him, whatever. He's been great for disc golf. I remember when he first got into disc golf, I remember we had talks with him. I actually spoke with him on the phone and other people. We were trying to get sponsored him. You know, a lot of companies were trying to sponsor him. Dynamic Disc is one of them. And I remember talking to him and negotiating with him and stuff like that. But one of my first thoughts was, oh, so he's not doing really good at disc golf. So now he wants out. He's not succeeding. You know, if he, let's say he'd won a bunch of top tier tournaments and like he was just killing it, would he be still having this, I don't know if I'm passionate for disc golf? Because he did mention that, you know, in the ultimate world, he did really great. In other areas, he's done really great. And that is a motivation in itself. But I wonder if he would still have the same feelings if he was at the top of disc golf right now.
I would probably say not. I think he would probably be still fully vested. And here's the reason why. So in Ultimate, he's kind of a Michael Jordan of Ultimate, maybe LeBron James-ish of Ultimate. So he is a very big figure. We can have that debate later, who's better. And he's a very big figure in Ultimate. And he went into the Trick Shot Arena, and he was doing it. I mean, I think they coincided, but... You know, the Dude Perfect dude guys. I mean, he was kind of in that same realm, and he was killing it. He was one of the first to do that type of stuff. And then he went on. I mean, these are the things that a lot of people don't know. Then he went on and ended up having a fairly successful TV series. I mean, it only lasted one season, but I don't know if you ever saw that, where he went in and just tried random things with people.
I did not know that.
Yep. It was a short-lived one, but it was pretty good. You know, I don't think Brody's quite a TV personality, definitely for YouTube and editable stuff, but TV, you know, he didn't quite succeed there. But as far as that was, I mean, who has a TV show? Like, that's amazing. He did The Amazing Race.
I remember that.
And then he went on to golf. And golf, he was fairly big celebrity, played with some of the biggest guys. Hyundai actually sponsored him for a little bit. So he's winning at the highest levels in almost everything he does, right? And then he comes into disc golf. And he's got Discraft, and that's it.
Yeah.
So if when you take the full scope of things, of who that man is and what he's done and what he's accomplished in his life, all deserved. When he comes into disc golf, it was kind of a step down. It was a passion play. And when he ended up, you know, going into Foundation and the whole Paul and Foundation thing and that split up, I'm sure that sullied a little bit of it. And then now he's kind of full into it and probably not seeing the response that he was hoping to, and the market of disc golf, the move back down to Texas, being removed from Foundation. There's a lot of things that play in there, but man, if he was winning, if he was up on that podium every single day, I mean, every single tournament, he wouldn't have this issue.
Yeah. You think? I kind of make it akin though to the YouTube influencers though, because so to counter that thought, you know, there's a lot of YouTubers. I mean, this one guy was getting, you know, 10 million views each video, and some of these even more. And these people were like at the height of their game, and they still were burnt out and just needed to take a break. So I wonder if it's, you know, that could be kind of the counter to what you're saying, is that even if he was doing great, maybe there's just other things going on in his life that are pulling him away from disc golf, or he had a passion for disc golf, but it wasn't enough to keep him going.
Right.
When it became more of a job, more of a like, okay, I've got to work at getting better. It's not just going out and playing and having a good time, creating a bunch of YouTube videos and stuff like that. It's actually putting in work. Not saying that he's not putting in work. I'm sure he is putting in the work, but maybe that kind of took away the passion. So it'll be interesting to see. But of course, we wish Brody Smith all, you know, the best, and I hope he gets it figured out. And I think I even saw a tweet or an X or whatever you call it now that said that, hey, I went out and played disc golf and had a great time. So I think that's all
the same one.
Yeah. Let us know in the comments below. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say, if he wants to surrender his YouTube channel, we're here for it. we'll take it over.
I doubt he'll do that's something I bet, you know, I would think that, even if he doesn't do disc golf, he's going to do something. Like you said, it's been his career. It's his thing. I would imagine even if he stepped away, he'd end up coming back to it because it's kind of like one of the things you just, he knows how to do it and he knows how to make it successful. So
here's a hot thought here and just came to my mind. Brody Smith would be an absolutely fantastic color man for commentary.
Oh,
because he is so super controversial. Yeah. And he says what he thinks.
Yeah.
It'd be beautiful.
Sometimes I wish I could say what I think all the time. I might lose some fans. So, but
you might gain some too, though.
That's true. I might gain some. So let us know in the comments. Let us know, what are your thoughts? What do you think's going on? Whether YouTube creators, or maybe you see it in your realm. Maybe something that has to do with a sport or an industry you're in. You're starting to see people get burnt out trying to chase the trends and trying to keep up with the times. So let us know your thoughts on that below in the comments.